إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on time management. And today I will talk about one more tool, which is the urgent and important analysis. Urgent and important analysis. Once again, make the same four blocker like we said yesterday, and in this one, put urgent on the x-axis and important on the y-axis, and then go back to your time log and map the time log onto this matrix. You will find that there are four different kinds of things or activities that you have. Activities which are neither urgent nor important, like watching television, for example, neither urgent nor important. Activities which are urgent but not important or not necessarily important. For example, answering phone calls. Until when the phone rings, you don't know who is calling. If you have a caller ID or if you are looking at a mobile, then you also know who is calling. But if it's a regular phone ringing, or even if it's a mobile, if it's in your pocket or somewhere, or if it's kept somewhere and it rings, or if you get a notification from WhatsApp or Twitter or email or whatever, when the phone goes ping, you don't know what it is. But we have been programmed to answer it. So whatever else we are doing, we leave that and we pick up the phone. And then you have, when you go there, you find that somebody on WhatsApp who said Assalamu Alaikum. What's the good of that Assalamu Alaikum? Even if you have to say Walaikum Assalam, if you say it, once you finish your task, what's going to happen? The world won't end. So, but your task got interrupted. So you were doing something, presumably it was important. It got interrupted because this is our conditioning. So urgent, but not important or not necessarily important. We make it urgent. Third one is urgent and important. Emergencies. You're driving down the highway, you're going to a very important meeting, very critical meeting in terms of your career, in terms of business and so on, and your car breaks down. You have to deal with the car. You can't just leave it on the road. You can't just leave it on the highway. So your meeting or whatnot obviously gets affected. Maybe it will result in a loss for you. Maybe it's some embarrassment anyway. You have to phone someone and so on and so forth. So urgent and important. Similarly, you have all these great desires to achieve this and achieve that, but suddenly you start getting palpitations. Suddenly your heart is not functioning properly. So all your desires have to be kept aside and you have to go into hospital, because otherwise, you know, it's a life-threatening emergency. So urgent and important. And finally, last quadrant, things which are important but not urgent. So let's see what are the different things here. Going backwards, things which are important but not urgent. All maintenance activities, all learning activities, all skill upgrading activities, all of these come under important but not urgent. If you don't go to the gym, the sky won't fall on your head. Is it important? That you decide. If there is a particular book that you had to read, but you did not read it, you were supposed to read it today, but you didn't read it, tomorrow didn't read it, day after didn't read it, nobody will shoot you, nothing will happen, you won't go to jail. But a time will come when you will regret very badly that you did not read that book, because that knowledge which was in that book suddenly becomes critical. Skill upgrading, you're working in a particular job, you're doing the routine job, you have not upgraded your skills, now a promotional opportunity comes, you get bypassed because you don't have the skill. And somebody else was working with you, was also working on upgrading his skill. Maybe he was taking some evening classes, maybe he was doing some online courses, So when the time comes for the job, that person gets the job, and you will sit and moan and groan and say how there is discrimination. But there is no discrimination. There is good positive discrimination. You should discriminate in favor of people who are better skilled. So what's wrong with that? So now we are looking at activities which are important but not urgent. If you do not take care of activities which are important but not urgent, they upscale and become activities which are important and urgent. Don't take care of your health, your body will fail. And the body will not tell you beforehand when it is going to fail. It will fail. And that failure can be in the middle of something very, very critical. And that critical thing is also gone because now you can't move. You don't maintain your car will fail. Once again, it won't tell you in advance. It will just collapse. Shut down in the middle of the highway. And you are in trouble. Why? Because when it was important, maintenance was important but not urgent, you didn't do it. You postponed it. Things which are important but not urgent, we keep postponing. What is the most important but not urgent thing? Making up your akhirah. It is very urgent, but we don't see it like that. So we see it as important. Nobody will deny that. But is it urgent? According to us, it is not. According to us, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was extremely urgent. Do it right now. We don't even know whether you will make salam from this side to that side. But for us, these are just words to be repeated meaninglessly. Because we are living our lives as if every one of us has got 10,000 years ahead. So yeah, we should do it. Yeah, we'll do it. And then a time will come when this will become urgent and important. Now what is that time? When we see Malakul Maut. At that time, suddenly all of these things which we should have done, all the important activities which we should have done, so what are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? If you haven't done them now. So important and urgent things, if you neglect, they escalate and become important but not urgent things. If you neglect, they escalate and become important and urgent. And when something has become important and urgent, it's always a crisis. It's always a problem. On the other side, we have things which are neither important nor urgent. They should be eliminated completely and totally. That means that you have to start spending some money for your own cooking, Hyderabadis. You can't be living on free food of Dawats all your life. Right? So, get some bhaji and eat in your house instead of eating biryani. Or buy the biryani and eat it. That's cheaper than going to a Dawat and eating it for free. Buying it is cheaper because you eat it quietly in your house and you go to sleep instead of coming back home at 2 o'clock in the morning having eaten free biryani and then missing Salatul Fajr. That's our standard procedure. Eat biryani till 2 o'clock, then miss Salatul Fajr. So, neither important nor urgent. And then the other one is things which are neither important nor urgent, urgent but not important. So, urgent but not important, we must use tools. For example, as I told you, you already have the tools. You will get missed calls. You will know what is on it. You will get the messages. Call back. Call back whoever you want to call back. Have an answering machine. That will take messages for you. All phones now come with answering services. If you want to program it, it will work. So, what is neither important nor urgent, eliminate. What is urgent but not important, postpone, delegate, and so on and so forth. What is important but not urgent, focus on it right now. And of course, what is important and urgent, you should try to minimize that, but some of that is not in your control. But a lot of that is in your control in the sense that if you work on things which are important but not urgent, then the amount or number of emergencies will reduce. 90% of the emergencies in our lives are created by us. They are the result of neglect. It's not an emergency by itself. It will never, if you plan your life, if you structure it, if you pay attention to the right things, that emergency will never happen. That emergency happens because we have neglected to do what we should do. You have a child with a problem, and that child is no longer a child. The child is in his teens, in his 20s. You got a problem on your hands. Is that an emergency? You created it. You created that problem. You bought that problem. You paid money for that problem. So now enjoy it. Why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? You bought it. There is no emergency there. Just look and see, 90% of the so-called emergency, whether it's the financial emergencies, health emergencies, all of these are the result of neglect. Neglecting things when we should have paid attention to them. So, time to change. So, as I said earlier, make this matrix, put the time log data onto this matrix, and then see what changes do we need to bring about in our lives. What are the things that we need to eliminate from our lives? So, suddenly now you're not running out of time, you've got surplus time. And then that surplus time, hopefully, if you are focused, then you can use it for useful things, for good things. Inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to have mercy on us and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which doesn't please Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.